This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning as we head into this Wednesday morning. Let's do it with our hearts open to God, starting our day right, listening to God, spending time with God. Time with God builds your relationship with God, and that is the source of your spiritual strength and energy and life. All the life and power of God flow through your daily relationship with Him, so don't overlook it. Don't discount it. Don't let it get squeezed out by the other pressures and issues of your life. Don't let stress cause you to abandon your time with God. All the more you need time with God when you're facing periods of stress in your life. So, take some time with God today. When we're done with this brief time in God's Word, the Bible, get quiet and see what God has to say to you. We're talking about listening to God this week, and we're talking about active listening. That is, listening that goes beyond just hearing and pursues God Himself. A kind of listening that when God starts to speak to you or when you read the Bible, you don't just say, huh, that's interesting, and go on. No, you stop. You read it again. You say, what is God trying to say to me? You speak to God Himself and you say, God, would you speak into my life today? And then you expect Him to speak and you open your heart to Him even before you know what He's going to say. You open your heart to Him. You trust Him. Even if what He says is going to be painful or call you to do something that really in your own flesh you don't want to do, still your heart is open. You're responsive. You're putting God first in your life. When you actively listen to God, God speaks and God leads and God reveals Himself to you. And your relationship with God will grow. And you will find everything in your life coming into its rightful place. Listening to God. I want to read with you today from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7, where Peter says, "The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer." That is, what Peter is saying is, as things get serious in our world, and as we move closer to the end times, recognize that what you do now matters so much. So make sure that you're in touch with God. Be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer. That is, when you're actively listening to God, listen carefully. Take it seriously. Yes, experience joy, laugh, have a great time, but remember, everything matters in this life, and all the more as we come down towards the end. Tune in to what God, the Holy Spirit, is wanting to say and do in your life. And as you have a sense of what He's wanting to say to you, ask Him to confirm it in His Word. Open your Bible. Listen with your open heart to God. Matthew Henry once said, "When God intends great mercy for His people, the first thing He does is to set them to prayer." Is God challenging you today to make prayer a bigger part of your life? Not just prayer that drones on and goes through a big prayer list, but prayer that comes to God's Word, the Bible, and says, God, I want two-way action here. You speak to me, and as you speak to me, I'm telling you even before you do, my heart is open. I'm ready to respond to you. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.